Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're lighting up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending July 1st, 2017. To paraphrase a famous lyric from The Who, meet the new chart, same as the old chart. Well, with one small exception. We'll start in fifth place, where Kendrick Lamar holds with Humble. Kendrick enjoyed a big night at the BET Awards. Stay with me.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Kendrick Lamar spends another week at number five with his former title holder, Humble. On Sunday night, Kendrick took home the Best Male Hip-Hop Artist Prize at the BET Awards in Los Angeles. He prevailed over Big Sean, Chance the Rapper, Drake, Future, and J. Cole. Kendrick also joined Future on stage to perform the remix of Mask Off. Another week, another fourth-place showing for Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. On Sunday, Ed performed on one of the world's most iconic stages. How did it go? Stand by.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran continues to hold fourth place with his quadruple platinum smash, Shape of You. On Sunday, Ed headlined England's Glastonbury Festival on its iconic pyramid stage. Some fans threw shade at Ed for not performing live, but the explanation was simple. From the beginning of his career, Ed has used tape loops, building instrumentation to accompany himself. The practice dates from his days busking on street corners. Way back when, you could find Bruno Mars performing at resorts in Hawaii. He'll take us back in time after That's What I Like.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars steps back a slot to number three with That's What I Like. Bruno is one of six children born into a musical family. From the age of three, he performed in his family's band, The Love Notes, entertaining tourists in his native Hawaii. Bruno specialized in impersonating Elvis Presley and even has a cameo appearance in the 1992 Nicolas Cage comedy, Honeymoon in Vegas. He also sang at the 1990 Aloha Bowl football game. Moving into second place is DJ Khaled with I'm the One. Most of the guest stars made it on stage at the BET Awards. Details are on the way.
DJ Khaled!
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now.
Let's ride.
I'm the one, yeah.
Let's
I'm
ride.
The one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
DJ Khaled climbs a slot to second place with I'm the One, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. All but Justin took the stage with Khaled on Sunday at the BET Awards. Last Friday, Khaled dropped his 10th studio album, Grateful. If it tops the chart, it would be his second album champ, following last year's Major Key. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber spend a sixth week at number one, and that rates a mention in the record books. I'll explain after Despacito.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber hold the Hot 100 title for a sixth week with Despacito. It's now been 12 weeks since a female artist occupied the top five. Taylor Swift and Zayn left the list back in mid-April. That's the longest female countdown drought since 1972, when women were absent from the top five for 13 weeks. Will that streak end next week? Join me in 7 days and we'll find out. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.